In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Gene Stevens, crop production specialist for the University of Missouri Delta Center in Portageville, Missouri. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1. The Extension Service gets frequent calls from landowners who don't live in the farming communities and are seeking unbiased information about production practices. Gene Stevens, crop production specialist for the University of Missouri Delta Center, has been conducting research to prove the economic value of lime to landowners.
Lime is not a thing you put out every year. It's something that's usually every third or fourth year, depending on soil tests. And people that don't understand farming don't understand why those third or fourth years they have to pay that extra cost. And what we've done is do some economics and show that, you know, it really is a win-win situation for the farmer and the landowner to put out lime if it needs it.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's a plant size, period Missouri, period EDU, / Delta Crops. On that site we have information about land rent, crop share, some numbers on our yields responses to lime, and showing that the landowner also benefits because of higher yields. A lot of people don't realize how much yield loss we get if you have a low pH. For cotton, the red lime, which is dolomitic lime, our yields showed over a three-year average 95 pounds lint reduction if the pH is real low. The calcitic white lime, 100s.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With our economics we're looking at now, found that even if you farm a field 1 year, the yield difference is so great that ideally the landowner and the farmer should share the cost of lime. It shouldn't all be the farmer's cost and all be the landowner's. But if a landowner wants to continue having renters that are paying him good rent, that's part of the maintenance. They need to understand that it's just part of the cost of doing business.